Okay, all right, good evening. So, I told Rabbi Greenspan I will give it a night to think about and see if there's any sugyas that specifically dawn on me. Sort of came across this. We'll see how we do. So,
didn't you want to speak about this last thing also?
It is very similar to the last topic. It's sort of like, yes, I am the one who speaks about irregular marital relations. That's been my topic. What?
The Zoom. Did you turn on the Zoom?
Oh, I turned on the Zoom.
Right. Remember, I have to get them on Zoom. To the cloud.
Wait, what am I supposed to press here?
I'll look
at it. A record?
To the cloud.
To the record to the cloud.
Yeah.
Recording in progress.
Okay. This is on as well. Yes. So the so something caught my eye with regards to Nunta Samadays, which I think we're really behind on, but I think all of you should hopefully be ahead on that, I guess. And the discussion comes up about Bias Behem in a couple of ways. So there is first the Gemara and Daf Nunta, a couple of ways. So the Gemara tells us on the bottom of Daf Nunta Samad Aleph, there's a line about Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Nivola Shelo Kedarka Psula Kahuna. Right. So Rav makes this, which I thought was a pretty simple statement until the Gemara made it a very cryptic statement of that if you do Bia with Shelo Kedarka, so then that person, that woman who had Bia Shelo Kedarka, so she's now going to be Pasul Kahuna, and Rashi adds in Lekohen Gadol. So something about that is going to make her a Be'ula to the point that she's no longer a Besula Gemura, that she's going to be able to marry a Kohen according to all Shitas. So then the Gemara makes a comment that Rav Yosef says, oh, I'll tell you what that is talking. We got Kohen on the fifth line on Daf Nuntas Amad Beis. I'm Rav Yosef, we're going to Shenivla LeBehema. That, oh, I'll tell you that she had Bia with a Behema. Dahasa Mishum Be'ula Ika Mishum Zona Leika. Because that way she's considered a Be'ula, but she's not considered to be a Zona. Right? So therefore, what? So therefore, that would explain his line here of Nivela Shalukadarka, she's puzzled from Kahuna, not because, from a Kohen Gadol, not because she's a, not because she is a, right, she's considered a Be'ula, but she's not considered a Zona. So therefore, she'd be allowed to marry other Kohanim, but not be able to marry the Kohen Gadol. So Abayi says, what are you talking about? Right, either one or the other. Either you're a Be'ula and therefore a Zona, if it wasn't with an appropriate person, or you're neither one. Or you're not a Be'ula, you're not a Zona, and that's all there is to talk about. So then the Gemara says, but what about this idea of Muchas Eitz, Shelo Kedarka? She says, but wait a second, maybe we're talking about a woman, it would be similar to a Muchas Eitz, Shelo Kedarka, if she had, sounds like, did Bia with this animal, Shelo Kedarka. So, Imkein, Ein Lecha Isha Shekasher Lekahuna, Shelo Nasas Muchas Eitz Al Yedei Tzur. He says, come on, it can't be that a Muchas Eitz, Shelo Kedarka, passels her from Kohanim, because if so, no Kohen is going to be able to get married, plus every woman, from the fact that she goes to the bathroom once in a while, is going to be qualified as this category of a Muchas Eitz Ayedei Tzur. So Rabbi Zera gives a suggestion of someone who had Miun, and that seems to end the Sugya with regards to figuring out what Rav said. So now, one question is, was that rejected? I mean, the fact that Rabbi Zera said what he said, does that reject the answer of Rav Yosef, or not? Does Rav Yosef have that? Right? Are we just moving on to Mimanets, or maybe that's an additional possibility? So then the Gemara has a discussion about, so what is the story with Nivela LeBehema K'sheira LeKahuna? That if a woman who had Bia with a Behema, right? So she is going to be kosher to a Kohen. Now, what is that? What is that Bia that we're talking about? So is that via Shelo Kedarka or Kedarka? So Rashi here says, I feel the Kohen Gadol. She's even going to be a mutter to a Kohen Gadol, the Muchas Eitz Ba'almehi. Well, she's only a Muchas Eitz. Umanda Shari, Muchas Eitz, Shari La. And the one who matters a Muchas Eitz to him is going to matter her. So that's a little ambiguous. What's the Mishnah? And I don't know what the story is with the brackets. Anybody see anything? Why are those brackets in the Mishnah? Was it not in the text at some point? Right? Like, did anyone disagree with this? Or is there a, I don't know. But anyways, the Mishnah, and everyone seems to assume, l'halacha, lo yises muchas eitz, that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry muchas eitz. I don't know if that was missing for a while. The Ritva comments on this Rashi, saying that it's got to be talking about Shelo Kedarka, otherwise it's unclear what he's talking about. We'll see. That's not so pashut in a moment. But that's the assumption, Rashi, Ritva, that we're talking about somebody that's going to be a bestiality, Shelo Kedarka, is not going to passel her from being a Kohen. And there's actually a case where this happened, which I didn't know such a thing could happen, but that's what the Gemara seems to describe this happening, a woman being attacked by a dog and being, I don't know what even the term is, by that animal, and they still permitted her to marry a Kohen, not just a Kohen, but even potentially a Kohen Gadol, if one of those would exist at the time. And then the Gemara finally says, oh, by the way, how do we know this whole thing of... that in znus lebehema, that we don't consider mishka behema to be znus, and it brings this raya from Esnan and Zonan, that the Gemara prohibits paying the Torah prohibits an animal that was used in exchange for a sexual act from a woman, but doesn't prohibit money that an animal that was exchanged for a sexual act from an animal, implying that the sexual act from the animal is not considered to be a sexual act in some way, that there's going to be some kind of distinction. And with that, I think the sugya enough comes to a close. So the so first, with regards to this issue of the Mishka Behema, that you read it certainly on the daf and even with the Ritva, so one comes to the assumption this is referring to Biyash Lo Kedarka. So is that necessarily true? I mean, could one make a case that if we're going to say that it's not considered Bia at all, that Mishka Behema is not really considered to be Bia, that even if there's Mishka Vehema Kedarka, which is a little hard to say even, but even that would be considered to be, would still say that she's mutter to marry a Kohen. So from the daf, it doesn't seem possible. I mean, what's the best that we would call her? All right, the best that we could call her would be a Muchaseitz. And that seems to be what the Mishnah prohibits, right? At the very best, we're going to say, well, the Besulim are gone. So if the Besulim are gone, and therefore she's going to be Muchaseitz, and therefore not permitted to marry a Kohen. So the Minchas Chinuch here, and it didn't come out as well as I thought.
What's the shaila? Is it even including if it's kedarka?
Yeah. So would a woman, right? Is that potentially possible to say that even if it was be a kedarka with the animal, that would be that she would still be mutter to a kohen because she's not a zona in any way, and she could even still be considered to be a ba'ula. So the minchas chinuch here, this is right in 272 here.
How could she be considered to be a
ba'ula? What?
How could she be a ba'ula?
How could she or couldn't she?
How could she be considered to be a ba'ula?
Well, her besulim are still there or not? Meaning, what's
if the mice have it, the animal besulim will still be there?
Could it still be? Well, no. Could it still be there? Could it not still be there?
Well, it won't be there.
You would think it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Well, maybe yes, maybe no. That's what the Midrash Chinuch brings up.
The Gemara is assuming she is a ba'ula, right?
Yeah, the Gemara is assuming she's a
ba'ula. So the Gemara never actually says that. Right, the Gemara. That's the first case. The first case assumes that. Oh, what was Rav talking about? Rav was talking about this case of Shnivelo Shelo Kedarka. Well, all he said was Nivelo Shelo Kedarka is pasul to a kahuna. And what's called? And we explain that as being what? And we explain that as potentially being the issue of what's called of Mishka Behema, and then that was rejected potentially. So then Rav Shimi comes along and says, oh, by the way, a nivla lebehema is still kasher lekahuna. So now we want to say, well, the only way that that's possible, right, is shelo kedarka. So the Minchas Chinuch says, well, not necessarily. So this is the, I forget even which mitzvah this was. 272 is, I forgot. I forgot if this is the Kohen Gadol mitzvah, or I don't remember. But if you see the part that I have underlined here, it says, V'ine afilu nivula kedarka, im lo hishir besulim kasher. It says, by the way, if the besulim are still there, so it's still going to be kasher. Ki abi'ila eina posekes rak mitam muchaseitz, because she's not becoming usher to the Kohen Gadol because of the bia. She's, if anything, is only becoming usher to the Kohen Gadol because she's a muchaseitz. So she's not, if the besulim are still intact, then she's not a muchaseitz, and therefore it's going to be okay. But came in the low hishir besula have besula. So because the besulim weren't knocked out, she's still considered a besula, and that will be okay. Right, and skip a little bit as well. He says, "Ach lav dafka b'shelo kedarka el af kedarka im lo haya hasharis besulim ach im haya hasharis besulim bidei lo gara mimuchas shchin." Right, even if the besulim were gone, what did I say? Bevadei lo gara mimuchaseitz. She's not going to be considered to be any worse than a muchaseitz. Fine. So, but if the, I mean, implying that if the besulim are still there, then they're still there. And then he continues on here, and then quotes the Gemara Maseches Ksuvas. So Ksuvas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, right after a Mishnah there, has a discussion about a katan pachas mi ben tes haba al ha-gedola. So a boy who is below the age of 9, that is boel a woman, right? So he plukta be that's a machlokas. Ishomrim anyud alafamid beis. The Rav oser lekohen gadol ushmu matir. Right. So is that considered to be bia to the point that she's going to be usher to the kohen gadol? Meaning she's not that's not considered bia, right? The boy's below the age of 9, so it's not halachically considered bia. But when it comes to a woman, to a kohen gadol, she has to be a be'ula gemura, right? A full fledged. So maybe it's not necessarily whether we halachically consider it to be bia, rather it's just it's like kind of a lemaisa. What happened there? Right? The im muchas eitz bebasu v'kasvi sham hatosos dibar maslo shmuel v'arasham demayri below hasharis besulim deiva sharis besulim l'chul yamalo gari muchas eitz. He says, yeah. So Rashi, Rush, Tosfos, so they all say, well, obviously we're talking about the only havamina that the Gemara has is if the besulim are still there. Because the besulim are gone, then she's a muchaseis and wouldn't work. He says, however, mikomakom rav osir shmuel matir. Fine. Uvarasham kasab da halacha kishmuel, the matir lekohen gadol, that, and either the Rush has that, in that case, we pass in like Shmuel, who permits her to a kohen gadol, even though we pass in like Rav against Shmuel, be surei, this is not really a din in Isser v'heter, this is more a din in Mamonos, he suggests, which is an interesting thing, meaning we're all thinking about could she marry the kohen gadol, but really, it's in Ksuvis, they're talking about din in Mamonos, so it's a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, so therefore you reserve the right to pass in like Shmuel, lekula on that. And then, he says, minei b'chol makom hevi harambam, right? Abol tzarech, where is it? Abol tzarech shehei miben tashanim umayla, right? V'anivala yosim b'shushan v'nei kam lo v'zem okay. Uperek, no, where'd it go?
Zerikus, where are you?
I'm sorry, I'm in the right side here in the Minchas Chinuch, but I'm about to go onto the left side because... here we go. V'yoser nearly, the top left, there it is. V'yoser nearly, and by the way, even more. L'fi ma'ashara isi b'shita mukubetzes l'ksuvah sham, kasa b'shem shita yeshana, depluktad the Rav and Shmuel, b'katan sheba al ha'gadol amai. We're talking about a boy who came onto an adult woman. Sha'yiya hasharas besulim. Al-kein Rav sover the havi muchaseitz, where she actually did knock out the besulim. And Rav says, well, she's a muchaseitz, so therefore she's not going to be allowed to marry a kohen. U'shmuel sover no. The kevan de bia lo have, it's not bia, v'lo hanara gara mimuchas eitz, so v'lo hana, and there is not hana there, so gara mimuchas eitz, v'havi besula umuteres afilu kohen gadol. And therefore she's going to be considered a besula, even though the besulim are knocked out. She's going to still be considered a besula, and still be mutzer to a kohen gadol, because after all, we pass him like Shmuel, because this is really a mamonos din, and not an isser v'heter din. Right? Psh! Right, but that was a...
What does that not to do with this?
What?
What does that not to do with this?
Apparently, it does. I don't know. I mean, that's we're learning about how learning students, but apparently that's his psak. I don't know if Ksuvus is next in Daf HaShavua. If it is, when we'll learn Daf Yud Aleph, Shita Mekubetzes there. It is there. I did look up the Shita Mekubetzes, and I actually, for some reason, have like the really fancy Shita Mekubetzes on the beginning of Ksuvus, but I didn't look at the bottom, so I don't know. All right. Anyway, so that is the psak here. So therefore, and then he continues on the bottom paragraph and suggests, so bring that back to over here with regards to the Bias Behema. So one can make a case that, well, Bias Behema, even if it's Kedarka, one can make the case, potentially even with her Basulim out, right? If the Basulim are gone, one can make a case that she would be that even that would still allow her to continue to be married to the Kohen Gadol. Okay, so that was one thing that I wanted to share. So then the next...
I'm just not clear why, if a besulim are out, would she be still with her for the kohen gadol?
So this shita and the shita mekubetzes, I think what he's saying, and beyond this I can't really say anymore, but the shita mekubetzes seems to say that the muchas, being a muchaseitz, that action seemed to give her some amount of hana. And that is what then reflects on her being called a quote muchas eitz and now not being a be'ula gemura anymore. But it could be that a bia that's not really a bia, i.e. With a child or potentially with an animal as well, right? Then that's not even a muchas eitz. I think that's what he's saying. Beyond that, I don't think I can share anymore. I think that's what he's saying.
What he just said,
yeah.
When he said that in Mugget, so that would apply to a child and an animal also.
The Shita Mekubetzes there is only talking about a child, because that's what the Gemara in Ksuvos is talking about. But I think the Minchas Chinuch is then extending it to a behemoth.
So, So, putting aside that word hana, it's almost as if Mukazes is like a gzeres hakasev. Let's say he didn't say anything about hana. Wouldn't you almost say like that Mukazes is some gzeres hakasev, and you cannot learn from it to other ways that you lose from Bisulim?
I don't know. I mean, maybe not.
I know you're not suggesting. I'm asking though.
I don't know. I mean, it comes up as a.
So what's your other? You're saying that it has to do with the hana. I mean, what is your bar? That has to do with the hana thing.
Maybe.
That's a
Maybe. I mean, Mukhasets were.
It's a little harder to imagine that there's more hana of the Mukhasets than there is with the Kata. You know?
Well, we don't. I mean.
That's what I'm saying, though. So I'm saying.
Look, Mukhasets. What is Mukhasets? So we're from yeshiva guys that are learning Gemara here, and we say, oh, Mukhasets is like, oh, by accident she sat on something and so, whatever. Mukhasets can mean something else too. Mukhasets can mean.
It means that's
a bigger chiddush than saying what I'm saying, that it's like just a chiddush. It's exeris hakasev, and we don't extrapolate to other things according to Shmuel. Fine, okay. Either way, I'm just throwing it out there.
But are we saying that it means that if Mukhasets or Basulim are knocked out or locked out?
The Mukhasets by definition means her Basulim are knocked out. Yes, that's our assumption.
But it could even be knocked out with a cotton, or it's saying that even if it's
so the assumption going in, that's Rashi and Tosfos in Ksuva. Actually, I'm not sure Rashi even said it. Rashi's unclear. But Tosfos and the Rush both said, well, obviously, right, it's all about her Basulim. That's what Mukhasets is, right? That's obviously the discussion. So these other, in the Shittim Gobetzes there, so he quotes some other possibilities as saying, no, Mukhasets might mean something else. Mukhasets might mean some maybe more be a simulated thing than bias katan or bias behema, maybe. Okay, it's fine. So that is issue number one. So then there is another. So then there's another Gemara in Maseches Sota, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, where it talks about the Mishnah there says that something is not going to be considered ro'i, her being in the room, her being having kinui with a certain person to the point that she wouldn't be considered to be a sota. So what was that? What was that? So the Gemara there says, so, right? So ish amar rachmano velo katan, right? So v'she'enu ish l'mu'utei mai. So ilem l'mu'utei shachuf, right? So maybe it's coming to exclude, meaning ish, it has to be an ish that she's secluded with. So maybe it excludes a shachuf. A shachuf is somebody who is impotent. So v'amar Shmuel shachuf makanin al yado uposel betruma. He says, but wait a second. Shmuel says that a shachuf, you could do kinoi, and she would passel her from truma. So it sounds like having an act with him is now going to passel her from truma. So wait a second. Shachuf, sounds a lot like katan. It sounds a lot like behema. And yet, nevertheless, we're saying that she's now going to be pasul mitruma, meaning it sounds like it has an effect with regards to kohanim. So wait a second, why are we so? Our Gemara Maseches Yevamos seems to be saying that Mishka Behema is not going to have any impact with regards to her relationship with a Kohen. And this Gemara Maseches Sota says, yeah, but her relationship with a Shachuf is. Well, why should they be any different, right? Why should one cause that and one not?
One's Gedarka, one's Shalom Gedarka. Like our Gemara in Yevamos says, Shalom Gedarka.
Well, If you think so, maybe. maybe yes, maybe no. I'm not sure that you have to be committed to that. But even if you say that, like we said originally, but why? So that's what should make the difference.
Isn't that what the Gemara says with Behema? And then
what do you mean?
The Minchas Kana comes along and says Lav Davka could be like even Gedarka. So
right.
I'm just saying.
So this. Well, Lav Gedarka is just in terms of where, but we do. I mean, the Gemara has a havamina of excluding a shachuf, and the Gemara raises the question of, wait a second, there seems to be some prohibition that would come along with it from the fact that we know that a shachuf keeps her away from eating truma. But we do know that such a thing is that a shachuf is not it's not considered to be total bia. Where do we see that? So that's related here in this Rambam, right? So the Rambam is quoting from elsewhere, of course. So the Rambam says, kol abba bia asura below kishroi. What about bia asura without kishroi? Which sounds like that's the kind of thing that a shachaf would do, right? that would be bia asura without kishroi. So elishaya aver shalom meduldal, right? It's not, there's no kishroi. Aver hamesim kagon hacholim. Omi shenolet kach kagon sris chama shehichnis as aver biyado. Eino chayev lo karis lo malchus v'ein tzarech misa she'ein zu bia. Right, that's not considered to be bia. Aval posel hu min hatruma ubeisin makanes shnehem makas mardus. But it's still going to passel her or potentially him as well. Aval posel hu min hatruma. I guess he would passel her. I don't know. Either one, she is going to be. It's going to have that effect of passeling from truma. And we're also going to give them makas mardus, right? So, what is that bifurcation there that's going on? Is that we're saying it's not going to be considered bia with regards to arayos, but it is going to be considered bia with regards to truma. It will be considered to be bia with regards to kinoi, but it's not with regards to putting her. Right? It's not with regards to unshin, right? So how is that being laid out? So there is a comment here from Rav Shach. So in the Avi Ezri. So he raises these various issues, and he says, "V'nira shemuchach mizeh sharak lahani dvarim shadin hu behabia." That with regards to things that it's a din in bia kemol in yunchiv misa v'karis umalkus. So those with regards to punishment, the question is whether it was bia or whether it wasn't bia. That bia hi hamachayev oso v'osa. That bia is what is causes chiv misa. V'chein mashehi nesra da bia osartan. So too, that's what would aser her plus bia would aser her. Be'inan lezeh shame bia umeshamish meis ein zu bia. So therefore, you need bia, and meshamish meis is not considered bia. Aval le'inyan truma shames nusu haposla v'gam mishamish meis yeshla shame zona. When it comes to, however, when it comes to truma, so then there, that's not about whether she had bia asura. Rather, that's with regards to whether she is a zona, right? Do we call that znus? So even if it's not called bia, it could still be znus haposala, and that's going to passel her with regards to kohanim. V'gam mishamish meis, that too. Yesh, that's not going to be bia, but yeshla shame zona. She could become a zona out of that. V'ra, period. So that is her. So that's Rav Shach's distinction. It's not such a. We'll see. It seems to get out there. He might formulate it this particular way, but I think it gets pretty clear that this is the distinction. That there is just a distinction out there between bia and between znus. That bia is going to that Gilia Arayos is an isser in bia, and the relationship with kohanim is an issue in znus. So that actually sounds kind of familiar from our Gemara, right? That was what Rav Yosef said, right? And Abaye rejected it. Right? Abaye said, that can't be. But that actually seems to be what Rav Yosef was saying, right? Like, it's for one, it's not going to be for the other. So I actually, Baruch Shekivanti, I was excited about this. Again, I'm not sure where my mind is based on my Chabura topics as well as what I'm about to say. But I was thinking, wait a second, what's the din? I mean, there is stuff in the Gemara about Misalelis, Isham, ish. What's the, I'm not sure the term we're supposed to say about women being together, women a lesbian activity with regards to women. So what's that? So would that possibly prohibit her to a kohen? Would that could that possibly be a thing? So apparently I wasn't the first one to think about it. Rav Huna thought about it, but Rav Huna was rejected. But anyways, but Rav Shach uses that svara for this. He says v'rayelizeh daha Rav Huna sover biyavamus dafayin vavamid aleph nashim hamisololos zubazu, that women who I don't know, look in the article for the best translation. Psulos l'kahuna, right? Rav Huna suggests that they're going to be pasul l'kahuna. Upeirish Rashi sham, the psulos af l'kohen hedyot mishum zona, that she's still going to be considered pasul to a kohen because she's going to be considered a zona. Could we possibly call that bia? So no way, right? That obviously is not going to be called bia, but that could be considered. That certainly could be considered to be znus. So based on that, so Rav Huna at least came along and said that. That we're going to that such a thing we're going to call it znus to the point that she's going to be usher le kohen. Now, it might be that we don't paskin like him, because that's we're just going to call that pritzus, but maybe mishamish meis, we would call it that. So we paskin against Rav Huna with regards to the nashim, but maybe with regards to the mishamish meis, we would paskin like that idea. So that's Rav Shach's suggestion, that we're going to distinguish between these ideas. One is going to be bia, and the other one is going to be znus, and things kohen related is going to connect to znus, and things... and things bia asuras, giloy arayas related, are going to connect to bia, whether it is actually considered to be an act of bia or not.
It's almost like saying, if you agree that the getting a shame zonah, it comes about when a woman is like belash, like mafkir herself, lisnus. Meaning it's not that she has to, it's not that there's an act of bia that then causes like a cause and effect, that it causes her to have a shame zonah. It's like she's like this
something
personality.
To her.
Like something is not something's done to her. The lashon like she's mocked herself to znus. Meaning it's like if there was a Gemara, it says a woman stands on a street corner and you know, then she has a shame zonah. What do you mean? You didn't see any? No, it's just that it has to do more with her and how she gets that shame, you know, than.
Right.
Cause and effect, like we talked about before.
Right. Okay. So would we ask her to a coin based on that? So no, but like Rav Huna might.
It's in that range.
Yeah, I think you could say that. Yeah.
I don't hear the rayas much. Why you call it the act of the isha of a zaynim more than priestess? You could call that priestess the same matter. If he would have said okay. We'll call that priestess. Nothing to do with kain gadol, nothing to do with kain. And then you say no, the same way that she's a priestess. And the Mishamish Meis, we saw it in the Gemara earlier, is nothing. Mishamish Meis is nothing.
Yeah.
Right? It's still Issa D'Oraisa because of Pritzus, and you can still get...
Well, what's the Issa D'Oraisa?
Lo Sikrov.
Well, Sikrov, you can't get there.
No. Touching the Issa in a way... Okay, fine.
A lot of things are a little sickroof.
What's the raya?
No, the raya is that there's an isser is that she's not killed, but yet she is pasul l'truma. That's the raya.
Right.
That's the answer.
It seems like
as opposed to just hug someone,
is the reason why
you don't pasul a woman from eating truma because she heard somebody sing. Well, it would be the opposite,
right.
You know. But whatever, right? We don't actually have a. There's a lot of things that are called lo sikrov. We don't passel somebody from something based on that. But here we're saying we passel her from it. So it's got it's more than just.
We're working the other way around. No, the Rambam says that she's passel truma. Shailas why is passel truma? We're saying because it doesn't.
Right. I mean the Gemara. So, but yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is not you know also the why it's not called bia with mishamish and mace is because you came from Azria. Is that why it's not called bia and
I don't know. I don't think Zriya is really... There's not much halachic import to whether there's Zriya or not. I mean, it has to be able to. But it's not like, oh, we only give him Truma if he was... We only give him Misa if he was Mazriya. I don't think there's halacha like that. We define it as the Ivarim. It's not... What?
We're not calling it Bia, though.
Right, that's the point. We're not calling it Bia, we're calling it Znus. Yeah. Generally, the two go together. That's the reality. But there are going to be cases where it's not. So the Kovei Tzaaros, Rav Elchanan makes a similar thing. And this certainly goes back to what we talked about last time I had this chus to be here, where he brings up the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Because again, what did Rabbeinu Tam do? Rabbeinu Tam said that Bias Nachris is like Bias Behema. So wait a second. Well, what's Bias Behema? Like, how far do we go with that? So that was what he talked about last time. But the so a couple lines in, right? Tosos Hikshuel said, right? Achazin the Nesra Labaila Ayude Bias Nachri Alma the Ain Biasu could Bias Behema, right? So we asser a woman to her husband based on Bias Nachri, based on Bias Nachri. Alma the Ain Biasu could be a Behema. Therefore, her Bia is not like Bias Behema. The Havavia Behema in Neseris Labaila, right? If she has Bia with a animal, she would not be asser to her husband afterwards. Now, Rabbeinu Tam didn't actually say that, right? Rabbeinu Tam had that Tosfos that we quote in Ksuvus and appears in other places as well. Rabbeinu Tam made that comparison to explain, right? It's going on the Esther by Esther with Achashverosh that's tied in, and Rabbeinu Tam there said, therefore, because bia with a guy is considered bias behema. If she had an affair with a guy and the guy then converted later on, so she's allowed to marry that guy. That was the psak of Rabbeinu Tam. What was not the psak of Rabbeinu Tam? that she's allowed to go back and remarry her husband, right? That was not there, right? So it's unclear what Rabbeinu Tam exactly holds in that case. And I think most assume Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold that way. I think that's what in Shulchan Aruch it seems like we don't automatically assume that that's the shittas of Rabbeinu Tam. So v'yesh lomer das Rabbeinu Tam the after bias nakris ein lechashuva bia mikol makom aisha nasa zona al yado. But yet we're going to call her izona, right? The lo gara mishachuf, this is no less than a shachuf that case in Masechta Sota, the impotent person, the mekanyan al yado, where we'll give her kinoi. Uve emes gam bevia behema roy lomer shetiasa zona. And even with bias behema, we could say that that makes her a zona. Right, so why do we not call her a zona? Why does she remain mutter to a kohen? So we say el dafina mikra de ein znos lebehema, because we learn out from a pasuk. What's that pasuk? That's our Gemara, right? The esnan kelev mutter. The fact that the esnan kelev is mutter, so that indicates that there's some kind of gezeiras hakasuv that a woman having bia with an animal is not going to aser to a kohen, but yet, really it should, right? In the absence of that pasuk, really it should, based on this same chiluk, the chiluk of znus versus bia. Gemara gemar minaha milsad amar rabbanon ein znus lebehema v'yali flami kra, ava belov kra, hava mina denasa zona bevia behema, af she'en bevia klal. Right? We would call it her a zona, even though it's not bia at all. We shum deshem zona eno taloi b'maisa bia. Why is that? Because zona is not taloi in whether it's bia, v'im kem v'yaz akum, afte ena chashuva bia, if according to Rabbeinu Tam, at least, we call Makom Nasis Zona. She's still going to be considered a Zona. The Halika Kralim Ute Va'Ader Rabbi Afin Mikra Da Akum Aval Bas Yisrael De Nifsala Lekuhuna Mitam Zona. Right? Akum who is Bia with a Jewish girl. Right? So she's now Asher Cohen. Why? Because she's a Zona. Right? That's the word that we used. So therefore, we're going to call her a Zona under those circumstances. But even if it might not be considered to be Bia. One more. That's I guess part two. So part three then is that, well, wait a second. So that Gemara in Masechta Sota, again, is trying to figure out what is this Davar Acher that the Mishnah was talking about. So what's it coming to exclude? So the Gemara there makes a comment of Amar Rav Papa Mu'ute Behema. Why? The Ein Znus Bebehema. Meaning what? If a man is Kona his wife and says, listen, I don't want you hanging out with Fido anymore, right? So that's not considered to be kinoid, and certainly not to the point that she's going to have to drink Sota waters, right? That's not considered kinoid. So Amalei Rabba Mavazrikal Ravashi Minaha Milsa Damar Rabbanan Ein Znus Bebehema. How do you know? And the Gemara there gives the same answer. The Eslan Zona Pasuk that we have in our Gemara as well. So Tosfos there says, hey, wait a second. And it goes back to our five daf ago in Maseches Yevamos, which hopefully I'm sure we all remember, just like Tosus would. Tema the Hacha Mashva de Beznus Talia Milsa. So it sounds like from here that it's all based on Znus. Im Kain Rava the Amar Perakaval Yevamti says, but wait a second, the Yesh Znus lebehema. There is considered znus lebehema, masnisan lemute mai, vechi isan lemema, diesh znus lebehema. We'd see in Mesechus Yevamos that there is znus lebehema. Where do we see that? So that is quoting the Gemara of, if you have your Gemaras in Daf Nundalam Abeis, the last couple of the skinny lines, Rava says, nischavin latiach bekosel, vitiach biyavamto lo kana. If a person thinks that he's, bumping into the wall, right? So, and ends up being that he's with his yivama, so that does not count. But lehadiach bebehema, veitiach biyivama, if he thinks he's going to be with Fido, he's going to be with Fido, right? Veitiach biyivama, and instead he bumps into his yivama, so he's koneher. Why? The hakimichavin l'shem bia be'olam. Because he has kavana for bia. So Tosfos says, hey, wait a second. I thought we just said that there's no bia for behemos, but yet we're saying himself, but yet you're kona based on das of that bia, right? So how does that work? So Tosfos' answer is, it doesn't work. Tosfos' answer is, well, it must be that we don't paskin like Rav Papa in our Gemara, in the Gemara Masechta Sota. Rather, we paskin like Shmuel and Rav Huna, that were the answers that were given earlier that were disproven. It must be that we paskin like that, right? But otherwise, it's a stira. It doesn't work, right? Either we're going to, because again, Gemara and Sota says it doesn't count as bia. Be a behema, while the Gemara in Maseches in Yevamos on Daf Nun Dalet, where it says that a guy who thought he was going to be with an animal and that he ended up being with a yevama is konaher because it is considered to be bia. So the Rambam, so that I guess works for Tosos. He just says, well, you're right, it doesn't work, and we're going to paskin like one or the other. However, the Rambam paskins like both, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Yibum and Chalitza paskins like that Gemara Maseches Yevamos, right? Nischavin libol avalim nafal min agav nisku ba'u shaval las Shikr she'enu makir klum o yashan lo kana. However, nischavin latiach bekosav latiach vivama lo kana latiach vibehima latiach vivanto kana. Right. So Rambam paskins a like that, that having in mind to have bia with the behema counts enough to have das on bia that it would count to be kona yivama. But yet in Hilchos Yisurei bia in two places here, the Rambam does not hold that way. Kohen gadol lo yisa muchaseitz afal pishlo nivula. Nivela levehema hareza mutaris. But if she was right, nivela shalok kadarka harezu kanivela kadarka. Nivela behema hareza mutaris. By the way, the Rambam doesn't explicitly say that it's only if it was mishka behema shalok kadarka. Right? That's Rambam may not hold that way. And similarly, as well, later on, of her being called a zona, so there he makes the point as well, someplace in this Rambam. Raival nida afa pishi bekari slonasa zona blusul kuna shere ena asur. Where was it? It's in here someplace. Even though she's chayav skila, lo nasa zona. She's not considered to be a zona. Right. Once again, seemingly that it's he's separating from the point of bia. So this is pointed out by not as many people as I would have thought, but did track it down in a Rashash. I was very excited because I pulled out my Gemara Sota today that I bought when I was in high school kollel, in Morasha kollel, and I opened up the back to the Rashash, and lo and behold, there was a little underline. That underline was not added today. That underline was added, 20 years ago now. And then things got even more exciting because there was a boy in Morasha kollel from here that called me that his Ritzuas were having problems, and can I send Ritzuas up? So I sent Ritzuas up. Very Steinberg apparently went today, and I sent with the Ritzuas, I sent a few of my business cards saying, hand this out to your Rebbein. Let's see what they say. And then I got a call from Rabbi Mendelsohn who called me up and said, oh, I saw the card. It's yours. Wow, I can't believe it. Whatever. So anyway, it's very exciting. More Shakola related day. So the Rashash here tells us, raises this issue. And he says, Rambam Pasuk Perek Bey, I'm like two lines in. Rambam Pasuk after the underline. Perek Perek Bey's Mehilchas Yuma Karava, Uperek Yidzayim Mehilchas Yisuri Bia, Pasuk de Nivula Lebehema Ksheri Lekoen Gadol. Vechain Sham Be Rosh Perek Yidches, the Lo Mikra Zona Bevias Behema. Vechain Nira De Ein Raya Meha De Rava, the Re Amar Sham Bia Baolam. Mashma da afte ena bia gemura mikol makom shem biahu. He says, so it could be that idea that Rava was quoting, that doesn't necessarily have to be a full-fledged bia. Rather, that could be something else, meaning he has in mind something else. So what would we say he had in mind now that we're using the language of Rav Elchanan and the Avi Ezri, right? They would say, I'll tell you what that something else is called. That something else is called snus. Right, so the suggestion is that Rava would assume in Maseches Yevamos that having in mind not for bia, but just having in mind for znus, right, that would be sufficient to be kona a yevama. That seems to be that the way we would come out from the Gemara and Daf Nun Daled.
Why can't it be mechaven l'shem bia, but we're saying it's just znus? Because
ein bia le for behemos.
But I'm saying, why can't it be his intention was l'shem bia? That's what it means.
Because that's not called bia.
Right, so znus.
So right.
Why did you say that he's not mechaving for bia, he's mechaving for znus? Say he's mechaving for bia, which is what the Gemara means. Right? That's what the Gemara
means. Okay, the same thing. So this fellow, he didn't come to the Chabura tonight, right? And he thinks that, he doesn't distinguish. He just calls it bia, right? Is that, okay, fine. I mean, either way.
That's
right, but even if you were a Lamdan and you still wanted to have bia's behema,
right?
So it would still be enough. What? So Tosfos kinds of shrugs his shoulders and says, you got to pass in one way or the other. Now, I don't know if Tosfos actually has a shita, because you're starting to get into a lot of the Kali Hapsak issues here when you have Rav Yosef Abayi and Rava arguing like in a circle. I'm not sure where you would be able to come down on that. But I think Tosfos L'chora would say, I pass in like Rava in Maseches Yevamos, that it would be Chal for Bias Behema, and I, all these other Gemaras that seem to say Bias Behema doesn't count, Tosfos might shrug his shoulder and say, we don't pass in like any of them.
The point is, Tosfos said it's a machlokus, and the Rambam would say it's not a machlokus. That's what I mean.
Correct. The only problem is then you fall into this, plus who's the one in Maseches Yevamos on Ardaf that says that it is either one or the other, that's Abaye. So does that mean that Rav and Abaye agree against Rav Yosef? You start going in circles there as to who. Tosfos is lucky that they're not all on the same page, otherwise it'd be a bigger problem. But anyways, I think Shitas Tosfos seems to be that that we pass him like Rava, that it's considered to be Bia, and maybe he would just use this Gemara about Esten Zona to, you know, exerce a kusuf to kind of count it out of the penalties or something like that, while Rambam has a way potentially of putting it together based on the approach of Rav Shach and Rav Ochanan. Okay. Stop here. Yeshua Koach. Thank you. Thank you for giving me the impetus to learn Yevamos all afternoon.
100%.